The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service estimates about 75% of the corn crop has been harvested. Bob Olson of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association says corn farmers are about 2 to 3 weeks earlier than most years. He says many are now waiting to bring their crops into the local elevator.
I just talked to a guy from Chippewa Falls, which is the northern end of the Corn Belt, certainly. He had just 100 acres to go, and he said his problem was that he had no place to go with it, that everything was full.
Olson says corn prices are good at $5 a bushel, over a dollar per bushel more than usual. The National Ag Statistics Service says soybean farmers are even farther along, with harvesting 98% completed. Tim Goodenough of the Wisconsin Soybean Association says soybean crops are worth about $11 a bushel. Goodenough says that's a good price that may lead to some farmers to update their operations for the first time in over a year.
You know, everybody tries to get by as long as they can, you know, with certain equipment. And when you got good things happening, you know, that's a good time to update and clean up equipment or trade off or build on some buildings. Or, you know, there's always something to fix.
The growing season for corn, soybeans, and other crops began earlier than usual this year thanks to warmer weather. Heavy rains and high winds kept some producers off the fields last week, but not enough to slow the early harvest. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.